The Camp School Board met this Monday to discuss a multitude of action items. Superintendent Paul Krein announced that there was a pair of resignations from the school in the meeting.
Well, we just have a para and a cook that wanted to resign, so the board accepted those resignations. Rick Wood and Shauna Burmeister, so I want to thank those two individuals for their time and service within our district. We appreciate that very much.
During the school meeting, the board authorized a contract for the winter sports for the upcoming season. They also made sure to bring approvals forward for the volunteer coaches to be able to help out during the winter sports season. The cross-country team also had a presentation during the meeting to show the board members their outreach activities with the fun run and walk and reading to the younger kids, among many other activities. The school board has been required to submit a corrective action plan to the SBRC that has been approved by the school board and will be awaiting approval at a later date by the SBRC.
So on the corrective action plan to the SBRC is we didn't meet a timeline on getting some errors corrected on our certified annual report. And so we are required to submit a corrective action plan and appear in December, which we will. And the board needed to approve, which they did, the corrective action plan as we're going to present to the SBRC.
Of course, with the elections last week, there are a few election results that are announced. Former member Mike Plagman will be replaced by incoming board member Chris Speaker, while the school board waits for the other official results from the county supervisors.
There we are. We want to thank Mike Plagman, who is going to be outgoing board member here next month, and his service to the district in his term. And then welcome Chris Speaker, who is going to fill that position, and we are waiting for the official canvas of results from the county supervisors.
Camp continues to look and try to get more students in terms of enrollment. They're meeting with the facility committee tonight to discuss the closing of the elementary building that closed earlier this year. The board does plan to begin to engage the community in these discussions, but has not released any further information on a date for public discussion.
I've done some things with our facilities to correct this unspent budget authorization projection, and it's trending in the right direction, but still needs some work. Our certified enrollment is down 16.3 students to 447.5 from last year, but our open enrolled ends is up to 188.9 students, so a net revenue of down 7.2 students. As we continue to talk about these things, and the next item in the discussion is facility project process, where we're going to meet with our former facility committee tonight and SiteLogic, and they're going to do a question and answer session and get some background from that committee. When we closed the elementary building last year, all those things tie together, and why we have to continue to talk about trying to get to a one building campus and potential bond referendum discussions. And we're going to start engaging our community in those processes as we get prepared to do those things with some of these initial conversations.
In other news, the school approved the Achievement Center agreement with the Atlantic School District to continue to keep up that partnership for their students. I'm Zach Collins reporting.